Train crashes. Train crash.
Has there been a train crash?
Yes, crash a lady man.
It's bashed a lady and a man, has it?
Like that.
Oh dear. It was in London, wasn't it?
The Backchurch.
Pardon?
Back fell down.
The back fell down, yes. Oh yes, it didn't look very nice, did it?
No, it doesn't know it.
Yes, we found out about it this morning, didn't we? Because
yeah.
We went into Torremolinos this morning.
It's the big bus to use.
That's right, we caught the bus to Torremolinos. Where was it?
Torremolinos.
That's right. And we went for a drink, didn't we? And then we did some shopping.
Yeah.
And we were talking to a man on a stall and he told us...
Oh, the lid came off.
Yes, the lid's come off the juice. And he told us there'd been a nasty train crash, didn't he, in London?
Oh dear.
And you've just been watching it on the news in Grandma and Grandad's room, haven't you?
The ambulance.
Yes, it was an ambulance, but I'm quite sure if we...
Fireman Sam
was there, yes.
Yeah. Mended? Yeah, mended.
I'm quite sure...
Back fell down.
The back did fall down.
Look. Stop the train.
Stop the train?
Yes, the back fell down.
The back did fall down, didn't it?
It's a big fire.
Yes, and the train caught fire once it to crash, didn't it?
Yes. Oh! Like that. Oh dear.
Because when your trains crash, it's just...
Oh dear! The train like that.
That's right, you just knocked the lid of your juice on the floor and said train like that because the train fell down. Your train's crash, but it's nothing like this, is it?
Yeah.
Well, in a minute, I think I'll come back on the news, don't you?
By the news. Rain brush.
Yes. Would you like some apple, Thomas?
No.
What's in there?
Chips.
Chips? Do you want to bring them over here?
Yes.
Crisps. Get me off the bag. Come and sit next to me. Here, shall we share them? Yeah. That drawer, yes. What's in there?
Lemons.
Lemons. Those are crisps there.
Those
are crisps. Let's press it. Oh, look, Thomas, look on the television now.
Train crash.
You tell me what's happening.
Not a bat fall down.
Oh, it's fallen down, hasn't it?
Not a bat fall down.
I can see, yes.
Bat fall. Flying Sam. Not elements. Not people.
An ambulance is going past.
Elements are better.
Ambulance to make people better.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some police. Oh, there's some policemen, Thomas.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Oh dear. Can you put him on his bracelet, Tom?
Yeah.
It's a nice sparkly bracelet, isn't it?
Yeah.
We got dressed up for dinner tonight, didn't we? So look, Mummy's
put. Yeah.
You mustn't keep opening and shutting the drawers, do you?
Mints done.
Right at the back, that's where the mints are. The daddy's mints, aren't they? Okay. You trying to work out how to open the box? Concentrating.
Pop.
Pop. concentrating, look, you know how to open the box.
Not do it.
Mummy do it. Right. Look here, on this side it says polo. And on that side it says polo. It's a round white box with a hole in the middle like a polo mint. And on the other side, you turn it round and it tells you to press it there. Ooh. If we press it there, what happens?
Pop.
The box open. Can you
do it?
Mummy do it. Right. Pop. Are you eating crisps now?
No.
Would you like a mint?
Yeah.
Just one.
Warm.
And then they've got to go away because the daddy's mints are in the aren't they?
Yeah.
Right. Put that in his bracelet. Can you see it sparkling? Mm. Hey, what, are you going to wear it?
No.
And there's mummy's watch. And look, we were talking about hearts last night. Do you remember on that birthday card? We looked at a heart and we listened to our hearts going boom, boom, boom. These are heart shaped earrings, look. They're sparkly, they match the bracelet. Oh, don't put it in your ear. Oh, Thomas, get it out of your ear. That's it. That's it. Now look, he's wearing a special necklace. Daddy bought one with this. For her birthday.
Not birthday.
That's better. You take the clip off the crisps. Don't eat too much, will you? Because we're going to go in the bathroom.
I'm going to do it.
There you are.
Crisps.
We've eaten an awful lot of things like crisps and chips. You've not been too bothered about fruit, have you?
No.
You've eaten a lot of fruit, I suppose, in the dining room.
What, darling?
No, don't touch any of those. Are the lights working?
Yes, Johnny.
Don't. Orange and green?
No.
Not working?
No.
Is it really? Oh, Thomas, don't touch anything.
No.
Thomas, don't. You mustn't touch any of it. You just tell me if the lights are working, but you mustn't touch
anything.
Green, yellow. Those have got orange and green lights. That's got a red light. What about the microphones? Can we find the microphones?
This is a telephone. And that's really noisy.
It's not a telephone, it's the earpiece that belongs to the equipment.
What for the noise?
Can you hear us talking?
Yeah.
What are we saying? Can you hear what we're saying to one another?
Yeah.
What are we saying?
That's
what it sounds like.
It's only wet.
It's wet, yes, it's your armband, isn't it, from swimming?
Oh, wet.
Is it wet?
Yes. What's this?
It's your rubber ring. You've had that in a swimming pool all the time.
Oh, dear.
So after we've been to the shops today, we had lunch, didn't we, and came home. We came home in the taxi.
Home in the taxi?
Now, keep the drawer shut. It's got to be closed. No, look, you've got an apple near Poe. Mummy's peeled an apple. It's sitting by Poe waiting to eat it. You had a little sleep, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then, were you swimming in the pool with Nana and Grandad and Mummy? Nana bought a swimming costume today, didn't she? So she's been swimming with you. into the wardrobe. No. Thomas, out. No. Did Grandad buy you a new toy today?
Oh!
Come on out of the bathroom.
No.
When Grandad bought the car, it came in a box. And the box is next to you, but the box is fastened up now, so you can't get the car back into it.
Not get in,
it's all shut up.
Open it.
Don't
open it up.
Just gently when you're in.
Open it. Let it in there.
Get in there,
that's it. I want the racing car going there.
Did you say racing car go in there?
No, go in there.
No, go in there.
No. Go in there. Racing car. Go in there.
Racing car going in there?
No. You want to go to racing car to the window. There's a window.
Putting the racing car back in the box?
Yes.
Is the racing car going in there?
Yeah.
Right. I see.
Going backwards. Going backwards, Mum.
It's going backwards. It's coming out of the box, is it?
Yeah.
Thank you. We'd have our meal this evening. We all went for a walk, didn't we?
Yeah.
But you haven't been running around to the shop.
No, no, I haven't.
And then walked along the beach.
What a beach?
And Mummy and Daddy walked to the beach and we sat on some chairs. And then we walked along the sand.
Yes.
And we kept seeing you and Mummy and Grandad, didn't we? What were you doing? Where's the music come from? Where's the music come from behind your bed? Can't tell what you're saying, sweetheart. Behind the board? Well, when we turn the radio on, I think that must be what you're talking about. When we turn the radio on in the hotel, the sound comes out behind the headboard of the bed, doesn't it?
Where did it come from?
Are you asking me where the music comes from?
Yeah.
You're moving all the cards from the table. Not to sit on the floor to play with them, do you?
No. They're in the trains.
They're with the trains?
No, they're in the trains.
Oh, I see you're trying to put the trains into the box now, are you?
Yeah.
Away now?
No.
You don't want any more?
No.
You want the bridge? Would you like the bridge ringing over?
Yeah.
Is that what you're wanting?
Yeah.
There you are, Robert. You can play with that, can't you?
No, 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 no.
Mummy play as well?
Yes.
Oh, I know what you're thinking of. At home, we have some empty washing powder boxes. And we position them, don't we, at the bottom of the... can't call it anything, the bottom of the bridge.
Put in the bridge.
So that the trains go straight in.
Yes, too fast.
Going too fast, but I don't think those will really go into there, Thomas. Because it won't fit, will it?
No.
You can send the trains over the bridge, look. Up the hill, over the bridge and down the hill. But they won't go into the box.
No, in the box.
They won't fit in the box.
A box.
They won't fit in the box, won't they?
A box.
I don't think they'll fit in.
Fitting.
No, I don't think they will, darling. Sorry.
Fitting. Fitting.
No, it's not, they're not like the little boxes we've got at home, are they?
A fit.
I'm just looking around the room to see if there's anything else, Thomas, but there isn't really. There's nothing else I can find to make a tunnel with.
Play.
I'll play with you.
Will it fit in the box?
No, it won't fit in the box. Should we find the Lego train?
Yes. No.
Where's the Lego train?
I don't miss it.
I think it's still in the pram bag from before, isn't it?
That's from. Coming from.
Coming from?
Yes. Coming from.
This is a big tunnel, can't you?
No.
Oh, shall we tip it up like that? How's that?
What do we do?
Look, the trains can go down the hill and... how's that? That's wonderful, isn't it? There we go, we took the stool on this side. So the trains go down the bridge and they can go straight into, what's this, the station? Should we call this the station? The platform?
Yeah.
They're going into the train station.
Yes, they're in there. There are people on it.
No people on it?
No.
No people on the train?
No. There are people on the train.
No,
speedball train. Hello. Station.
The station?
Train. Your train.
When they go to the station, are the people waiting to get on?
Yeah. Yes. When the people.
When the people?
Yes. People to bring it up.
And other people buying tickets so that they can get onto the train?
Yes, at the top.
Do you remember when we were in the train visiting Grandma? And the ticket collector kept coming over to get a ticket, didn't he?
Ticket!
What was he saying? Tickets, please. Do you remember we had to pay for a trip, a ticket?
Bus station.
A bus station? Yes, we waited today at a bus stop. So I think it might have been a bus station.
Bus station.
Because I'm quite out of... Bus is stopping, won't they?
Yeah. What's stopping? What's stopping now?
What's the bus is stopping?
What's stopping? What's stopping?
I think the Lego train is in here. Yes, it is. There we are. There's your Lego train.
Just a moving.
Horse, look. There's the horse. So shall we put that in there?
Yeah.
So that's lovely now because you've got your Lego train, the little wooden train, your bus, and the yellow car, the sports car that one bus bought you. Is it a racing car?
Yes.
So, and they go railway tracks, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we've tried all over the shops in Manchester, Stockport, to try and find you a Lego train, and we haven't managed it.
We managed it.
And then we come here to stay, and we find a straight train.
No.
Do you not want to play with those?
No.
Oh, isn't that lovely? You've got me that stool, the middle bar of the stool you made into a platform. Is that the high platform?
Yeah, platform.
You've made a shelf, haven't you? You didn't want to play with the Lego train. Have you put that to one side?
Yeah.
Put it on the bed. And I'll leave it there on the table. Train station?
Yeah. Train station.
Train station. You're a little bit disappointed this morning, this afternoon, too far.
Yeah.
We've caught a bus. And we promised you that we'd catch the bus home, but the drivers seem to just go for siestas every now and again, don't they?
Yeah.
And we waited for the bus at 2:15. We were told there'd be a bus at 2:15 and it wouldn't arrive. And then we were told there'd be a bus at 2:00 and it did arrive at 2:00. But when it came, the man said, I'm not going there until 3:00. I'm going for a cup of tea, didn't he? So then we had to wait.
No way.
And then he said, we're not waiting an hour, we'll get a taxi. It was nice to have a ride in the taxi. I think you were a bit disappointed.
Let's go!
Let's go, yes. That's right, at home we have traffic lights. red, amber, and green, didn't we? But here they seem to be just red and green.
Red and green.
Red and green. Red and green. But they have the same little metal on the crossing, don't they? Are you looking for the crisps again? Don't keep out the drawers to us, please. I don't like it. It takes too much noise. No. Right, let's shut the drawer now.
Yeah.
No, they're Daddy's. Daddy wants some of those crisps. Thomas, if you keep going in the door, we're going to fall out. You have to keep open doors. It's broken, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, what's Mummy going to say? Mummy's going to come on, isn't it?
No.
Yes.
No.
Come on, go back to the train station. There are people waiting to get on the train. Come on, quickly. Stop hurting your hat. You might want to get on the train.
No.
Do you not think he does?
No. Not airport. No. A train. Train from.
Train come.
The window.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Is it too big?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
And
you win. Well, he might be trapped. Very bad, isn't he?
And you're too big.
Too big.
And where the bus?
Yes, he could go on the bus, I suppose. He could go on the bus. Do you remember today we saw a yellow postbox, didn't we?
Yes, it's too big. And the truck came out and it jumped him in the truck. It jumped going backwards.
Truck going backwards?
Yeah. A car still went down. So I ran.
A car what, darling?
I ran in the car white van.
Car white van?
Yeah.
Are you tired now, Tom?
Yes.
Well, shall we start with somebody first?
Mummy.
In a minute.
Mummy, play.
Just a moment.
Yes, please.
What day is tomorrow?
Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday. Right, we want one. Let's count our nappies. We want one for tonight. And we'll need these two tomorrow morning. That was two tomorrow morning. Oh, we're only just going to have enough Thomas, aren't we? Before we go home, I think Nana might still have some in her bag.
Yeah.
Do you think she will? Do you think Nana will have things in her bag? Oh, don't start jumping on there. Now, you bumped yourself today, didn't you? You bumped your head.
Oh, that.
Like that. What are you doing to bump your head? Is that how you bumped your head?
Oh, like that.
Like that? It's a silly thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a silly thing to do.
Silly Thomas.
Silly lad.
Silly lad. When that daddy was in the window shopping, the fall down, silly lad. Honey.
You say silly lad, but you mean silly lad, don't you?
This.
Oh, that's an empty bottle. Let's put it back in the bathroom.
Ribena.
No, it's not Ribena.
I got a toilet.
Have you finished your juice? There's some orange juice here for me.
No.
Will I
play?
He's playing?
Yes.
What do you want me to
carry?
The trains?
Yes.
Well, did Postman Pat manage to arrive on the bus?
No. Too big for the bus.
He was too big for the bus, was he?
That's too big. Too big for the bus.
He was too big for the bus.
Too big for the trains.
Well, He was too big for the train as well.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The trash. Not get in. Not get in.
Did he not get in?
No.
Because he's too big.
Too big. Yeah. You ride the bus? No.
Couldn't ride the bus?
No. Maybe play. Racing car too. Racing car.
Racing car too?
Yeah.
Is he too big for the racing car?
Yes, too big.
Oh, what do you think little Jess, Postman Pat's cat, would fit in the racing car?
No.
No.
Too big.
Jess too big as well?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
No one, goodness. No one.
I think you're just going to have to sit in Postman Pat's van, don't you?
Yeah, red van.
Red van. They're not going to be able to have rides on any of them.
No, I do believe.
Books. Have you just thrown them on the floor? Made a loud bang, didn't it?
Yeah. We'll read it.
Well, where shall we sit to read it? Here.
Yeah.
Where shall we read it? Putting them down there because it's wet. You need to finish your apple?
No.
Which book would you like to look at? No, don't throw them, you're making too much noise. Which book would you like? Bring them to me. Thank you. Right, Tom and Pippo, you said.
Tom and Pippo.
Right, well, this one's Out and About with Tom and Pippo.
Train crash.
Oh, yes, it's back on the television again, isn't it?
There's a back fall. Back fall down.
Back fall down. Oh, dear. Two trains going in the opposite direction. Look, Tom.
No. Watch it.
No, watch it. No. I think you've seen it enough, really, haven't you?
Hmm.
Come on, are you going to read this book with me?
Yes.
Oh, what happened this morning? Did you get locked in the bathroom?
No.
Yeah. Oh, we've had terrible trouble, haven't we, with the doorknobs? Because the other day...
Fire and Sam
there again.
Yeah, a bedding.
Fire and Sam's making everything better, you see.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at this book now, Thomas, and then we're going to go for a bath.
Watch it.
No, you don't have to watch it. I don't think you should watch it. It's not very nice, is it? Out and about with Tom and Pippo. I'll read the one about going for a walk. Shall I read the one about shopping as well? Oh. Here we are. We'll start with this one. Tom and Pippo in the snow. One morning it had snowed really hard. Daddy bought a sledge and said we should take it up the hill. I took Pippo because he wanted to come. We had never been on the sledge before. We took the sledge up the hill. I thought Pippo would like to have first go. Daddy said there was nothing to be frightened of, but I said it was only fair to let Pippo go on the sledge first. I could tell he wanted to. So Daddy brought Pippo to the top of the hill and I waited at the bottom. Daddy said, "If Pippo can do it, I'm sure you can too." I said to Daddy, "Why don't we all go on the sledge?" But Daddy said the sledge was really too small, so in the end I went all by myself. Going on a sledge is really very easy. Pippo and I go by ourselves all the time. We don't need Daddy.
Shopping!
Yellow shopping, yes. The next page we turn to is the yellow page, and that's the story about going shopping. Tom and Pippo go shopping. Today, Mummy and I went shopping. We went shopping today, didn't we?
Yeah.
Where did we go?
Supermarket.
Supermarket, I don't think we did. We didn't really do any shopping, did we? Just looked. Today, Mummy and I went shopping. I took Pippo. Pippo likes to go to the shops. I said he would love a little piece of bread, but I ate it. I said Pippo would love a ripe juicy plum, but I ate it. Pippo wanted just a little piece of cheese from the cheese counter, but I ate it. When we had bought all the shopping, Mummy gave me money and said I could pay. Mummy had a cup of tea and I had a little drink, but that wasn't enough for Pippo. Anyway, I'll give Pippo some tea when we get home. And this is called Tom and Pippo Go for a Walk. Mummy and I were going for a walk. Mummy said it was very cold outside and I must wear my hat, scarf and gloves. Pippo wanted to come for a walk too. I made him put on his hat and scarf and I told him he would catch a cold if he didn't. Mummy held Pippo while I went for a run down the hill. Pippo wanted to run with me but we fell over. I'm sure Pippo made me run too fast. Mummy put me straight in the bath but Pippo had to go in the basin. Then Pippo and I sat by the fire and had
a warm drink.
Right, I think it's time for... Oh, is that the sandpit one? Shall we read the sandpit one? One day, Mummy took me to the place where you can play in the sandpit, and I found a lovely bucket. I was just making castles with the bucket when this little girl came and tried to take it away from me. She said it was her bucket. The little girl's Mummy said we should share our toys, but Pippo is mine. I really wanted to play with that bucket, and Pippo wanted to play with it too, so in the end we all played together in the sandpit. Today we're going to the sandpit again. I hope the little girl is there with her bucket. What's this one? Tom and Pippo in the garden. I often take Pippo into the garden. He likes to ride in my wheelbarrow. I take him round the paths and bump him down the steps. Pippo likes to be bumped. When we've had enough, I give him his dinner. Pippo makes a mess when he eats. He gets food all over his face, so I have to wipe him with a flannel. When I hear Mummy calling, I make a little bed for Pippo so he can sleep while I eat my lunch. You had to sleep out to lunch today, didn't you?
Yeah.
After lunch, when we want to play, that cat is asleep in my wheelbarrow. We have to shoo him out. Then I take Pippo round and round the garden until it's time to go in for tea. We've seen some pussycats here in Spain, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
They look quite thin compared to Birdie, don't they?
And that one.
Which one? That one or the right one? No,
and then that one.
This one?
Yeah.
Well, shall we just look at the pictures? I think it's time we run a bath ourselves, don't you? Because you're very tired now, you're not saying a lot. Did you read this book with Nana yesterday?
Yeah.
So you know the story?
Yeah.
What's the story about?
The little one.
No, this isn't Pippo. This is a different book. It's by the same author. Right, shall we make another bag?
No.
You have anything to look at the books while I need some water?
No. No. No, that's it, that's one.
Pardon?
No, that's all done.
The Nana and Grandad story.
Yeah. Well,
let's run about the first time. Don't keep going in those drawers. What's this one? Well, Daddy's here now.
And Daddy's here.
Daddy's here now. Hello.
And Daddy's coming in.
I thought you'd had your bath.
No, we're just running it now. Daddy, you said your prints out to the drawer. Well, I've had one, and I've had one. I think he's trying to eat some crisps. Well, I've got some. Sit over here to eat them. The Walker's crisps are here in Spain. They're called Lay's. Perhaps they're not pronounced like that. Would you like some Lay's, Thomas? Come here, you've got to come here.
Oh,
dear,
dear. They're no labels.
What's on the television?
It's rain flash.
Where are the cars? to go in the car?
I will change it.
Right, so we should run straight down. You're busy eating crisps, you know. What?
Are
the train better?
Yeah, pouring now.
It's not pouring now. I think it's still probably quite pouring, Thomas.
Yeah, it's
the back floor. That's the back floor now?
Yeah.
Oh, look, yes. Some of the train's done in the right way and the other's gone down,
hasn't it?
It's
a
back.
A big
floor.
More train floor. Yeah.
Going on the track?
No, watch it.
No, alright. You don't have to watch it, Tom.
It's in there.
Oh, that's not. Well, come on, you can have the milk. No, you've got to have your bath first. Come on, let's get you undressed. It's a really deep bath, this, isn't it?
Yes.
And we've got lots of water in it.
Deep.
Nice and deep.
Really deep.
Right, slip off your dungarees. And arms up, t-shirt off.
No bag.
No bag?
No.
Off with the nappy. And one, two, three.
Whee!
Into the bath. Sit down. Good boy.
Nice and deep.
Nice and deep.
No, Sammy's done. No, Sammy's done.
No, what, darling?
No, Sammy's.
No hands. Or wash hands. Do you want to wash your hands?
No.
Look, here's the tiny tubbies.
Silly lad.
Oh, we brought the silly tubbies with us, haven't we? From home, yes, that's right. It's Dipsy's hat, a little Dipsy's hat, a black and white hat. And we've got Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, and Po. Just miniature telly tubbies. But you play with them, don't you, in the bath?
Shower.
Well, you had a quick shower before dinner, so you're not really dirty now, are you?
No, wash it.
No, you didn't want to watch that crash again, did you?
No,
it's not very nice to watch, is it? Because some people have been badly hurt. I mean,
my lady mum crash.
Yes, the lady and mum have been hurt in the crash, haven't they?
The train hurt. Hurt it.
Hurt it, yes. I mean, you like to watch trains. and you like seeing fire engines and ambulances and police cars, but it's not nice watching that on television, is it? No.
No, watch.
No, you don't have to watch it, sweetheart. Especially not if it upsets you.
Nope.
You don't like watching this, do you? Are you sitting very quietly in the bed?
Yeah. Nappy change,
yes, that's right. What are we going to do, Thomas? In a minute, we're going to get you out of the bath. And we're going to put some nice talcum powder on you.
Yeah.
And then I think we'll put some nice cream on you. Because you've been in the sun a lot today, you've been swimming. And it's nice, isn't it, to put some cream on at the end of the day. Keep your skin nice and soft. Keep the flowers on, have a drink of milk, wash your teeth, and then go to bed. How does that sound? Well, the music from the radio comes from behind the headboard, but this sounds like somebody's having a party. Don't get water on the floor. It's all right.
No! Give me the nips.
Have you got to give someone big nips?
Give me the nips.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, aren't you looking like? Yeah, well, Mummy's just rinsing his full costume hat for the basin. Because you're going to need him later, aren't you? Just give him a quick rinse. And then we can hang him on the patio to dry. And then tomorrow we can go to the pool. He'll be looking clean again for you. And tomorrow's our last proper day here, Thomas. Because on Thursday, we'll be getting up and having breakfast. And then we've got to make our way to the airport, because we're going home now. We're going home to see Purdy. Looking forward to seeing Purdy. No?
Yes.
Excuse me. We're both home on Thursday. By the time we get home, we'll pick Chloe and Catherine.
No, watch it.
No, you don't have to watch it tonight. And then on Friday, what's happening on Friday when we get home?
Teacher!
Demetra's coming. It's kind of drawing time.
Yeah. Demetra!
You'll see Demetra, you saw.
Daffy!
Excuse me.
Daffy.
Daffy?
Yeah. No, Demetra!
Excuse me.
Major Polly.
Yes, she was poor, wasn't she? We didn't see her before we came away on holiday. That was a shame, wasn't it?
Major Polly.
Think she's better now?
No, Polly.
Think she's still poorly?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope she's not still poorly, Tom. I think Mummy's got it though, hasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the other dream shot?
No, watch it.
No. Shall we just see what time it is?